Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Warralilly, 10 years on and still a premier place for families to live and grow. More details, warralilly.com.au. Tonight, it is the Saints and the Eagles from the Gabba to start round 17. And for Prestige Jayco, we go inside the Saints camp with assistant coach Ben McGlynn, Ben Tom King, Ben Casanilia, and Brendan McCartney joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Firstly, for our friends at South Point Garden Supplies, can you give us a weather update from the fine Gabba?
Beautiful conditions. A little bit of rain, but the ground's holding up well, so might make it interesting tonight. But yeah, the boys looking forward to the hit out.
Believe you might have just come out of a team meeting. Can you, without giving away state secrets, just give us a bit of the tenant of the message from the coach?
I guess with these conditions, you just got to make sure you body line the footy and make don't be handballing too much and just get it forward, and then hopefully the smalls can get to work. But not much really changes, just a mindset around how you handle the ball and just spending a little bit more time over it.
Big prize, obviously the 4 points, it means you're just about certain to play finals. Does that get mentioned to the players that, you know, don't leave it to chance in round 18, let's get the job done tonight?
Yeah, I guess it's in our hands. We've obviously dropped a few games that were close, so hopefully I want to learn from those. But the boys seem pretty excited by the opportunity tonight, and we're not looking any further than tonight. And yeah, from the coach's perspective, we'd like it not to be down to the last round, but West Coast are obviously a quality side and we need to bring our best to get the 4 points.
Ben, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How are you enjoying that? I know it's obviously a bit of a different sort of season, but how are you enjoying the coaching caper?
Yeah, not too bad. I've our midfield coach, Adam Skrobolak, he's just had his first child 2 days ago, so he had to shoot back to Victoria. So, I've been thrown into the hot seat of the midfield. So, you definitely know you're alive when you're an assistant coach at the AFL level. But I've just been working with the development guys the last couple of years, and we've been organising scratch matches with other clubs, and the boys have been enjoying those hit-outs. Really enjoying the hub life, and it's a different year, but it's one we'll look back on and, some good memories.
Was coaching always the pathway you thought you'd take, or was it something you sort of fell into, or how did it come about that you've ended up on the coaching track?
Yeah, something probably I just fell into. My last few years at Sydney, my body was just hanging on, so I knew that the end was not far away. So I've got a carpentry background, and I started working with the Swans Academy under 16s, coached them for 2 years. And just really enjoyed looking after the young guys and sharing knowledge with them and seeing, you know, those guys develop. It's a little bit different at AFL level because most of those guys are already established and, some have opinions of themselves already, but whereas young kids just really lap up everything you say. But when you get to a senior team, it's a bit different. But I've been heading up the development at Saints for the last few years and great bunch of kids and, yeah, really like just enjoy seeing them succeed in something that they, you know, dreamt of doing, and similar to my path coming through as a junior, just wanting to play AFL.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Saints assistant coach Ben McGlynn. Here's Brendan McCartney.
Hey, Ben. How are you, mate? It's Macca.
How are you?
Good. Going well, thank you. It's no surprise to me that you're still chipping away. You came across really well when we spoke to you at the Demons a few years ago, and it's worked out pretty well for you. Have you enjoyed your time there?
Yes, I remember that interview, mate. It was pretty daunting, but really enjoying my time. Yeah, this club's obviously been good to me since I walked through the door, and yeah, enjoying the coaching, as I just mentioned before, and obviously, hopefully, keep going up the ranks in terms of up to assistant. But looking forward to the little opportunity I got now for the rest of the year. Really enjoying it.
What do you tell the listeners what you think your strengths are? And most of us are reluctant to talk about that and where you see your development areas and your growth areas in the future. So what you think you bring, and because there's a career there for you. You interviewed incredibly well that day, and as I said, it's no surprise to me.
Yep. I guess my strengths are obviously relationships with the players and having an understanding of what it's like to be in their shoes. And I've never... Someone always, I think Stewie Jew told me, said, don't ever forget you played the game, and don't become a coach that, you know, wants it their way. And understand that it is a hard game. So I think I've got a good understanding there and balance with the players to, you know, have those relationships off field, but have a strong enough relationship to get the best out of them game day. And I guess what I need to work on is probably my communication in larger groups and delivery of my messages and stuff to players. But I'm sure they'll come over time. But truly enjoying the opportunity.
Tell me, you've had one game in the chair as a midfield coach?
Yeah, last week.
Did. So, how did it go? It was a little different. You get a bit more fed through you as a midfield coach, don't you?
You do, especially because the senior coaches, that's his background, and he doesn't miss a thing. So, but Brendan Lay gave me some good advice. He said, just don't stuff it up. So no, it wasn't much pressure going into the first game. But, you know, the Hawks actually, you know, they took it up to us last week, and, you know, they scored pretty heavily from centre bounce and stoppages compared to us. We kicked 1-8. So, the pressure was on towards the back end of that game, but glad we got the 4 points and look forward to the challenge tonight.
Did you notice, having done that role for a long time, I've got full empathy and understanding for you, did you notice much difference from game day or game evening? It was game day back when you watched it on the computer when you had some time to yourself?
Definitely picked up things that I didn't see game day. So it's a lot easier when you watch it on the computer. You got your four angles and you can see, you know, pause and look at things and dissect, as I said, a bit more than live. So yeah, live's a little bit different, but we've got some great guys around us that have been there before, so they're all helping me to see those things. And I've got an analyst watching the stoppages if we need to help out. But yeah, it's definitely, when you're reviewing this part of the game that you don't even recall because you've got your head in the computer or looking at stats. So a little bit to get my head around, but I'm up for the challenge.
Good luck, mate. You're a ripper.
Ben, you would have been great grounding under John Longmire. He would have been able to deliver some sprays and just carrying on like a two-bob watching the box during the game. You must be absolutely perfectly prepared for life as a coach after years with Johnny Longmire breathing down your neck.
I think that's one thing that I can take into the coaching, is not getting rattled under a fair bit of pressure from if a coach yells at me or not, but because I've got a fair bit of that over my career. More so when I used to get stepped as a forward in the front half. Horse would still tell me about 10 minutes later, don't get stepped 100 times. So, but no, obviously had Alistair Clarkson early days, probably learned a fair bit of him around. Bit of resilience and just, you know, that hard work. John Longmire is obviously a great fella. Learned a lot under him, and you know, I kind of would say that my coaching style and what I want to bring to the midfield group is similar to how he coaches and what he instills in their players. So had a good apprenticeship, I would say, but Rats has been terrific as well. He's got a lot of time for everyone, not just the players. So he's helped my development a fair bit since he stepped through the door last year. And, you know, so really looking forward to working under him.
Well, Ben, we really appreciate your time. Great to catch up with you for the first time on K-Rock Footy and have a chat. Great to get a bit of a depth on the Ben McGlynn story post your playing career. Being a Swans fan myself, loved watching you run around for the Swans, and obviously still share your heartbreak about 2012, but we might move on from that. We probably don't want to bring that up on game night. But, Benny, really appreciate your time.
Okay.
And we really wish you the best of luck for tonight. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Ben.
Prestige Jayco joining us there, Ben McGlynn.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.